joined by Oisin Gallen here in McCool Park. Oisin, a big victory over Tyrone here.
Yeah, nice to get another 2 points in the league. Leaves us in a nice position now going into the last three games. Yeah, always good to win in McCool Park as well. So, no, happy night all around.
It was a tough encounter out there. There was nothing going easy, and it was nip and tuck for the most part.
Yeah, it was. That's normally the cagey affairs that you have against teams in Division 1. As you see with most games, there's not often a big margin in the end line. Like, and it was the same there tonight, well, bar the goal at the end. But it was another cagey affair, of course. But, like, again, 2 points. Happy days.
Yeah. You were watching on from the sidelines in the first half, and the team went 4 points down. Were you worried at that stage that it was going to get away from you? The goal from Conor Donald was massive.
Yeah, that goal was massive. Conor had a good game. It's great to see he's flying. But look, yeah, you stick to the game plan. You stick to the course of the game. Like, you never really, panic doesn't really settle in. It's just about getting hands on the ball and trying to keep doing what we're good at and try to keep the scoreboard ticking. And eventually, like, that lead always claws back. Just about staying in the game.
You did get on into the play in the closing exchanges in the last quarter, and you came up with a big play, a crucial point to nudge Donegal in front. It was a good score, and it was a timely score.
I suppose, again, very cagey, like, and it was nip and tuck the whole way through, and again, they had chances too to get ahead, but as I said, you're just looking to keep the scoreline ticking, keep clawing back that lead, and that's what we've done. It's always good to get on the pitch too and get a score.
And I'm sure it's great going into a dressing room after a match when you've ground out a tough victory, and it's two very valuable points in the bid to, I suppose, retain the Division 1 status.
Oh, it does, yeah. Pushes us well up the table. I think we're on 5 points now. Let's just go into the last three games and attack them and try to get another 2 points now in Monaghan in 2 weeks' time.
And that's your second appearance of the season. You're gradually getting fitter and stronger, and the next 2 weeks will be important for you as well.
Yeah, of course. It's been a frustrating 2 months, missing a lot of football between McKenna Cup, League and Sigerson as well. So it's been a long 2 months, but again, you're just, you know, it's a long season as well, and targeting these games to get back. And when you get back in time and you get back on the pitch, it makes all the hard work worth it. Like, and I suppose now it's about staying on the pitch, staying injury free and keep pushing on.